In the first reading from the Book of Wisdom, the writer praises God, who cares for all and governs with leniency and forgiveness. In a world where so many feel lonely, excluded, or unloved, our readings today assure us of God's unconditional love for us, all of us, each and every one of us. Can't we all use a little more of that? A little more of God's flowing and unconditional love? I too experience times when I question, am I enough? Am I lovable? Does God really love me? Even with my imperfections and in the moments when I'm unkind? As I sat down to write this reflection, I felt my doubts creeping in. In my ability to write this reflection, am I enough to do this? Will my words live up to the reflections of the many other incredible women who have preached before me? When I feel these doubts emerging, I ground myself in God and I pray for God's grace to carry me through. It's not easy to be vulnerable, and it's not always easy to feel God's personal love for me as an imperfect being. But I remind myself, God cares for all and governs with leniency and forgiveness. We are not created to be perfect, but to be loving, kind, and just. Recently, I came across an article in the May 2023 edition of America Magazine, and an article titled, How Faith Communities Can Respond to the Teen Mental Health Crisis. And as a campus minister at a Catholic university, this article caught my attention immediately. These past few years have been tumultuous and hard on all of us, but most especially on young adults. And this article underscores the crisis of loneliness in our society. It cites a CDC study from 2021, which found that 60% of young women said they experienced persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness, and nearly a quarter of them stated that they had a suicide plan. These numbers are high across many communities, and this is staggering information to try to comprehend. Cue the song from the Black Eyed Peas, Where is the Love? Where is the love indeed? Have we forgotten to care for one another as God cares for us all? However, we can turn this tide of loneliness and hopelessness. Pope Francis has words of wisdom for us. He says, "The thing the church needs most today is the ability to heal wounds and to warm the hearts of the faithful." This article goes on to break open these words from Pope Francis by stating, "We need to meet troubled teens where they are, so they know there are adults in their life whom they can trust to have their best interests at heart. Adults who are not trying to supply easy answers, but are willing to truly listen to their questions, doubts, and pain." It means believing that helping teens care for their mental health is a work of mercy and a cooperation with God's grace already at work in their lives, even when they may be far from the church and not yet ready to engage with it. We need to be agents of love and mercy in our families and communities. Is there someone in your family, your neighborhood, or workspace whom you could show some unexpected kindness, patience, or generosity? Who might be suffering in silence? And would we know if we don't ask and truly listen? Who are the people excluded from our circles of power, leadership, or decision-making? In a society where social media and celebrity status set unattainable expectations for all of us, but especially for young adults, today's scripture reading helps ground us in God. In our gospel today, Jesus tells us a parable about the man who sowed good seed in his field. With this story, Jesus is acknowledging the realities of our world and of our humanness. There is beauty, goodness, and love, the good seed which God has sown. And there is also terrible violence, division, and unkindness, the seed which God has not sown. In these difficult times, how do we recognize the wheat from the weeds? Like farmers sowing a field, we must cultivate in ourselves a spirit of gentleness, kindness, and forgiveness, so that we have a bountiful harvest of these gifts to share with others. It can be difficult to glean the wheat from the weeds, especially in the early stages. But the more we cultivate these gifts in our daily lives, in our prayer, in our relationships with each other, the more freely we can be people of the gospel. As a campus minister, I strive to live into Pope Francis's call to be merciful, to heal wounds, and to warm the hearts of the faithful. In these difficult times, we need each other. We belong to each other. And with God's grace, we can build a more loving, just, and inclusive world. Jesus's parable describes the kingdom of God as not just the hereafter, but the kingdom of God is also here among us. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The parable gives us unflagging hope and a tenacious endurance in co-creating with God and one another the kingdom of God here on earth. We do not measure our success on the great things we have accomplished, but on how much we loved, how we put that love into action and become sowers of justice, peace, and kindness.